I'm Michael Dawes, Director of Worship and Music here. It's the custom at this big music Sunday for me to share a few thoughts about the music and about the spiritual dimension of it. Mary's Song of Joy. Do you ever find joy elusive? Do you ever find joy elusive? I often do. Sometimes it's not so much about us finding joy, it's about joy finding us. So I'd like to share just two thoughts from the story of Mary's Song of Joy that are about this. But first I need to tell you about the first Christmas Eve that I distinctly remember. It's a very magical memory, but also a very sad memory. On Christmas Eve, my first grade year, we were living in the Peruvian Amazon, and that night, the plane carrying many loved ones exploded in midair. My first grade teacher was killed. Her husband, my first music teacher, was killed. My next door neighbor was killed. The father of my classmate was killed. Many loved ones were killed. But one person survived a miraculous fall of 10,000 feet. Her name was Juliana. Like me, Juliana had been raised in the jungle, and she knew how to find civilization, or rather, how to put yourself where you could be found, and that is to follow the water. So she followed a little stream that became a bigger stream that joined a small river that joined a big river, and there she found a shepherd's hut, a hunter's hut, where she collapsed from her infected wounds and was found by the hunters. She was brought to our missionary center where my father was among the doctors who cared for her and brought her back to health. She didn't know how to find civilization. She didn't know how to find salvation. But she did put herself where she could be found. And I think that Mary's song offers us two thoughts about this. Here they are. First is that joy follows surrender. Without surrender, joy is impossible. Secondly, what was my second point? Yes, joy is released in relationship. Joy is realized in relationship. Let's take that first one. There would be no Magnificat. We would not be singing this beautiful song today were it not that Mary had first said, "Behold the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me as you have said." That word of surrender is what it takes. Think about your own life. When you're holding on to something that is not surrendered, joy is impossible. If it's a resentment, joy is impossible. If it's control, joy is impossible. If it's a love that is out of order with the other loves, joy is impossible. So it is only through surrender that we can put ourselves in a place where we can receive the gift of joy. So, joy follows surrender. Secondly, joy is released in relationship. If you look at the three stories, or rather the three songs, the three canticles of Luke, the story of Zechariah, the story of Mary, the song of Simeon, each of them happens when people who love one another gather. In the case of Zechariah, it's when the friends and family gather together to share the joy of this elderly couple who have had a miracle baby. And it is at that moment that Zechariah's tongue, tied up for 9 months by the angel, is suddenly released, and he proclaims with great joy, "Blessed be the God of Israel." And it is when Mary goes to visit Elizabeth, and Elizabeth gives this whoop of joy and comes out to meet her, it is at that moment, this joyful greeting, that Mary bursts out in song. And later, it is at the temple when Simeon and Anna join the Holy Family for the dedication of Jesus at the temple. It is at that joyful meeting that Simeon proclaims, "Now, Lord, let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation." So, relationship. It is in relationship that joy is expressed. And that is why worship together is so important. Because you can have those feelings of joy or those feelings of lament, but it is coming together and expressing them that makes those emotions real. And I would say that the choir would probably say that singing about it makes it even more real. And so that's what we are here to do today, is to share in Mary's joy. Her song has become our song. And I would like to share just a couple of thoughts about the music itself by John Rutter. Multiple influences. One is Latin American music. Yay, I love Latin American music. And the Marian street processions that you will find in places like Peru. Another influence is musical theater. Another is plain chant, the music of the church. You'll hear a little bit of plain chant sparkled throughout. In fact, the horn will often play, bom, 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 bom. And that's actually a psalm tone that they would have used to sing the Magnificat in the Middle Ages. And then Bach also, lots of Bach in here. One of the things Bach does with his Magnificat is he adds some additional text. So the Magnificat was sung throughout the year. So in order to make it Christmassy at Christmas time, they would add special Christmas texts. And so that is what Rutter has done. We've got a beautiful 15th century carol. He quotes from the Mass, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God." And we have a prayer that's very beautifully sung here by Krista Steinauer. So I would invite you to join in worship as we offer this in worship. It is our prayer that your hearts too would be lifted in joy.